The next community conversation in Battle Creek is being held Wednesday night. Project 2020 has been hosting a series of forums on various topics. Organizers say this week's meeting will be a broader conversation. Earlier this year, Battle Creek was named the first Harwood Beacon community in the nation. The Harwood Institute aims to help cities deal with problems in their community. I spoke with Project 2020 project manager Amanda Lankard and Laura Oddie, the community engagement coordinator for the United Way of the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo region. Lankard says the ultimate goal is to create change.
We usually have a topic of concern to the community and ask the community to brainstorm ideas, maybe some concerns to help support it and accelerate success of that project or initiative or thing.
And Laura, what's the United Way's involvement in this?
Well, Project 2020 historically started focusing on public capital several years ago. The Harwood Institute tools were in place in little pockets throughout the Battle Creek area for about 10 years. And so what has happened is there's been a decision to concentrate and more intentionally put these tools more broadly throughout the community to use and to share some of the knowledge more intentionally that Amanda and Project 2020 has generated. So it's Project 2020 is one of the many foundation stones that have gotten us to the Beacon Community stage, and that's the connection for us here.
So if people show up for this forum on Wednesday, what are some of the things that they might have the chance to discuss, weigh in on, give opinions about?
Well, we are going to listen to the community. We want to know some of their aspirations, what kind of community they want. We want to know what concerns they have about the community. How do they affect them personally, and who they trust to get things done, and their ideas for actions that can be taken to change, positively change the community that they want to see.
What happens with this input that people provide? What's the end product that you're headed towards?
That's a great question. That's where the role that was created as community engagement coordinator comes in. One of the tasks is to make sure this public knowledge is what this is called. This is input directly from someone from more of a resident perspective. What is their daily life? So taking things, we have engaged professionals in conversations such as this, but what does your life look like in reference to your family, to your children in school, to the economy and things like that?
Is part of this agenda setting, prioritizing, figuring out what perhaps are the most pressing needs of the community and the things that people would want addressed first if they could?
You asked the question previously, and I don't know that I made the point clear enough when you said, what's the overall goal? And specific to the Beacon Community effort, the goal in this next month or so is through these conversations that we're having, not just through Project 2020, but through some other community partners, is to bring those all together, look at what are some common themes that are coming up, and then seeing what is an issue that stands out as one that is most important for the community as a whole, so that we can move forward and wrap our available resources around that issue, whether it be education or public safety or providing more employment opportunities. The key to this is that this is a community-driven effort, and so it is really determined by the community. So it's going to be up to what the people that live, work, and play here say means the most to them and what is most urgent to change.
So if you identify one issue, do you then say, okay, that's what we work on for the next year, 18 months, 2 years, because there's never just one issue. And I guess I'm wondering if there's one you focus on for a while and then perhaps you find the next one and try to work on that one as well?
What we've learned is that even though we identify an issue, that one issue most likely runs through everything all of the other issues. So education impacts healthcare, it impacts transportation or access to transportation. I mean, whatever that one issue is, chances are it's going to impact many other things in the community. So I don't want to get stuck on an issue because it's a multi-pronged approach.
And to clarify that, that's a great question because we certainly don't want the perception to be that everybody stop what you've been doing for however long you've been doing it. We are now going to, you know, save this particular population or fix this particular issue for 2 years and then we're going to stop because our community has seen a lot of that and has some healthy skepticism.
Laura Oddy is the Community Engagement Coordinator for the United Way of the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo region. We also heard from the project manager of Project 2020, Amanda Lankard. The next community forum in Battle Creek is being held Wednesday night at the Burnham Brooks Center. A link with more details can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.